have the people come down if you want to come down at these altars. I want to pronounce a blessing over you. I'm standing up here and the Lord said, I want you to bless them, Mike. I want you to pronounce a blessing over the whole body. So would you come down and just get around these altars? I'm not going to keep you much longer. Thank you for bearing with me. But I want you to make sure what your foundation is while you're standing here today. Because God wants to meet with you right here at this altar. And deliver us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of His Son and our Lord Jesus Christ as we present ourselves to Him. I'm going to pronounce this blessing. So if you want to lift your hands up, make a funnel like you're receiving from God. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bless you with the promises of God, which are yea and amen. I ask that the Holy Spirit would make you healthy and strong in your body, in your mind, and in your spirit, that you'll be able to move in faith and expectancy. I ask that God's angels would be with you to protect you and keep you. Be blessed with supernatural strength to turn your eyes from foolish, worthless, and evil things. Instead, maybe you might behold the beauty of the things that God has planned for you as you obey His word. I bless your ears to hear the lovely, the uplifting, and the encouraging. To shut out the negative things, the accusations, the insinuations, all of those things from the enemy. I ask that your feet would walk in holiness. Your steps would be ordered by the Lord. You holding your hands up, I pray that your hands would be tender, helping hands to those in need. Hands that would bless. I ask that your heart would be humble, receptive to each other and to the things of God and not to the things of the world. I ask that your mind, Lord, you'd make their mind strong, disciplined, balanced, filled with faith. I ask that God's grace would bless your home. It'd be a sanctuary of rest and renewal, a haven of peace where sounds of joy and laughter just grace its walls. Love and unconditional acceptance of one another is consistent, especially in your marriages. I ask that God give you success in your business, prosperity in your places of labor as you acknowledge Him and obey Him. Concerning giving to the work of God. God give you spiritual strength to overcome the evil one and avoid temptation. God's grace be upon you to fulfill your dreams and your visions. Some of you are standing here today, you've been given things God has promised you, you haven't received them yet. They're coming. Stand fast. May goodness and mercy follow you all the days of your long life. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance on you and give you peace. I bless you. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. Amen and amen. 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 I will be here if anybody needs prayer. My wife will be here with me. Others will be here with me. If you want to stay over for prayer, we'd be glad. I'll stay as long as you want to pray. I'm going to cut my microphone off. Nobody can hear it. Hallelujah.